بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we are discussing in this kitab إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings. In Sharia there are branches of deen which is necessary that we make إصلاح, we rectify, we correct them, so our deen can become correct, our income is correct, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the existence of a worldly life. Among the branches of deen is imaniyat, that we correct our iman, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe in the Quran Sharif, the scriptures, the day of qiyamah, taqdeer. But this is islah of iman. Then we have islah of our ibadat, worship, our taharat, wuzu, ghusl, salah, etc. That has to be correct also. Then our akhlaq, character, how we carry ourselves out, social interaction, business dealings. So here we are discussing islah and rectification and to correct our business dealings. We had begun the discussion and the heading, incorrect practices during business. We are discussing number 9, selling with a condition attached. Selling an item with a condition attached. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade enacting a transaction while supplying a condition. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam forbade enacting a transaction while supplying conditions in one's favor. An example is where one sells his home but makes a condition that he will live in the home for some time after the sale is finalized, or he imposes on the buyer to rent the house to him. So repeat the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam forbade enacting it to do a transaction while supplying a condition in one's favor as well, whether it's a condition in your favor or not in your favor, but you have put a condition to that transaction. This is impermissible. The example is given in this kitab is where one sells his home but makes a condition that he will live in the home for some time after the sale is finalized, even though he may pay occupational rent, but he put this as a condition, that I will live here still and then I will still pay you. Or he imposes on the buyer to rent the house to him. This he imposes, he forces him by mutual agreement without any precondition. The transaction is concluded, finalized, then he puts a request: if you don't mind me staying here, I continue paying rental, but not as a condition. I'll sell you the house on this condition. But that condition is impermissible. So it happens many a times that we put certain conditions, like we have commonly, I'll take something consignment. So the condition is, I'll take this goods on consignment, or I'll give you on consignment. Here's the goods here, so I'm selling it to you on consignment, but you put the condition that if I don't sell it, then I'm going to return it. That's impermissible. The sale must be concluded. I'm selling you these items, and this is the price of it. So that's concluded, finish. And then you have some mutual understanding that if you cannot sell it and you want to return it, I will accommodate it. Or half the goods you want to return, then I will accommodate. I set a precondition before that. So the sale is concluded already, not with the condition that I will sell, and if I can't sell, then I will return. Well, these types of conditions are not permissible. Therefore, we have to go to the ulama-i-kiram and ask them before we conclude any transaction. Here, ulama explain also. We hear commonly fatwa and taqwa. But the fatwa should be asked with taqwa also. I want the correct ruling, not looking for a loophole. Yes, if there is some gunjaish, there is some leeway, then obviously that is in Sharia. So it's important, ulama say, that we attach ourselves to one alim, one mufti that knows the masail of business. It shouldn't be we go fatwa shopping, that we concluded the transaction, so this Darul Ifta, fatwa department says permissible, that one says impermissible, so I'll go with this one in this masala. Other masala, they say impermissible, he saying permissible, then I'll go with that fatwa department. That's not following fatwa. That is following my nafs. What my nafs feels is correct, then I'm going with that. So it's important for when it comes to my business transactions and my monetary dealings, I have one mufti, and I follow him in all those transactions, then I am safe. Or it can be that I fall into riba, and I fall into an interest-bearing transaction. Allah Ta'ala give us to make amal, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah.